Bedtime Story by Big Tits Wanker. Once upon a time in a land far, far away, there was an evergreen forest. In this evergreen forest lived a princess with huge fucking tits and an ever-wet cunt. Her name was Princess Cumslut, and all the men and women in the land came from all over to squeeze and grub the princess's enormous tits and finger-fuck her horny cunt. One fine day, when the birds were singing and the rabbits playing, Princess Cumslut decided to go for a walk in the evergreen forest. She jumped out of bed and got dressed in a very short miniskirt, red come-fuck-me high heels, and a very low-cut top that struggled to contain her huge fucking tits. Princess Cumslut looked like a filthy fucking cock whore being dressed like that. Princess Cumslut went out of her cute queen cottage and hopped and skipped up the lane. Those massive tits of her bouncing uncontrollably in her low-cut top while she was wondering what adventures she would be having today. As the horny whore, the pretty princess, skipped up the lane, she heard someone chopping logs. Princess Cumslut stopped and went to investigate who it was. She walked deeper into the evergreen forest from where the sound was coming from. She came to an opening and saw a small wooden house and a handsome woodcutter chopping logs. Princess Cumslut came out from the trees and into view of the man. The woodcutter looked up and saw the pretty princess and went,
"Holy fucking shit, look at the size of those motherfucking tits,"
said the woodcutter in complete disbelief of the size of Princess Cumslut's enormous fucking tits, bulging obscenely out of her skimpy top. "Hello, Mr. Woodcutter, my name is Princess Cumslut, and I'm the princess of this evergreen forest," said the princess as she introduced herself to the handsome woodcutter.
"Well, hello there, Princess Cumslut. My name is Larry Longlug, and I'm the woodcutter in this here evergreen forest,"
replied Larry as he continued to eye up the princess's big tits. "I haven't heard of the Longlug family, and I know most of the people in this wonderful evergreen forest," inquires the huge-titted princess.
"Oh yes, Princess Cumslut, I come from a big family of Longlugs,"
said the woodcutter, as they were introducing themselves. Princess Cumslut couldn't help but notice a rather big bulge rising in the woodcutter's pants. "Oh, Mr. Woodcutter, you seem to be getting wet," said the princess in astonishment at the size of the bulge. The woodcutter looks behind him at a large pile of wooden logs and said,
"Oh yes, Princess Cumslut, I do have plenty of wood."
The princess could feel those oh-so-familiar feelings between her sexy, shapely legs as her cunt began to juice up at the side of the woodcutter's woody. The princess then put her hand up her very short skirt, ran her fingers across a very wet slit, and sank three fingers up her sudden cunt.
"My word, Princess Cubslet, what are you doing?"
said Larry Longlug in shock of what the princess was doing. "That's why I'm called Princess Cumslut, Larry. It's because I'm a cock and cum-loving slut. I can't get enough cock when I don't have a big cock, big hard cock of my cunt. I have my fingers up there wanking myself off," explained the pretty big-titted princess. "Isn't that the reason why I have a hole between my legs? So it needs to be filled with big stiff cocks and big dildos and frenzied finger-fucking fingers," asked the princess to the bewildered woodcutter.
"I suppose, Princess Cumslut,"
replied Larry Longlug. "Maybe you could help me out with your butt," said the princess, glancing at the woodcutter's straining bulge in his trousers.
"Oh, yes, Princess Cumslut. I have a very big chopper, and I can take care of that horny fuckhole of yours,"
answered the randy woodcutter. Larry Longlug pulled out his huge 14-inch woody, all thick and hard, ready to fuck the wet wanton fuckhole. "Oh, my, Mr. Woodcutter, what a big chopper you have! I bet, you know, What are you doing with that large tool? Said the princess in disbelief at the sounds of Larry's long lark. The horny couple embraced, and Princess Cumslut grabbed hold of the woodcutter's huge, long, thick fucking cock and began to wank it. Their mouths tonguing each other as they frantically kissed, the woodcutter ripped open the princess's top to get his hands on those enormous fucking tits. The princess's huge tits bounced and jiggled in the warm sunshine as Larry squeezed those huge tits desperately. That's it, Larry, you big cock bastard! Squeeze the fuck out of my massive tits! Said the princess desperately. Cunt juice was streaming down the insides of her legs. Princess Cumslut's cunt was so wet, it was like she had pissed herself. This princess was one worked-up whore. The woodcutter led Princess Big Tits back onto his workbench, and the princess, who was still had his huge hard cock in her hand, guided the long, thick length of rigid cock towards her sopping wet cunt. The woodcutter sank inch by glorious fucking inch of the throbbing dick into the princess's greedy cunt. Her cock-hungry cunt took every fucking inch of the woodcutter's big prick. Oh, fucking hell, the princess screamed as the huge stiff cock sank into and filled and stretched her randy fucking cunt. The woodcutter, with his hand still firmly holding her big tits, started to fuck his long log into her pussy. The princess's legs spread like the willing cock whore that she is, being pounded by the woodcutter's massive meat.
You really are dirty, filthy cumslut, aren't you?
Said Mr. Longlug as he continued to fuck the shit out of the princess's cunt. Oh, yes, Larry, I'm a dirty cock on your horn. Let's be fucked from here to the next evergreen forest, replied the cumslut. I love big hard cocks and my silky wet pussy. I love and need and crave to be fucked, licked, and to have my enormous fucking tits squeezed, grabbed and sucked, said the princess, breathless from the hard fucking she was being given. The woodcutter's hard cock was sucked in the princess's cunt juice, slurping in and out of her well-fucked twat. All the birds and the bunnies heard the fucking commotion, these two fucking fuckers. And came to watch the princess of their evergreen forest in that fine and fair land getting royally fucked. Birds sang, the bunnies hopped and played, and the princess got fucked hard by a huge cock. All was well in the evergreen forest. The woodcutter's big swollen spunk-filled bollock slapping against the pretty princess's lovely rounded ass. The princess could tell that the logman was about to spurt his lovely creamy spunk and encouraged the horny fucker to spunk up her spunk-hungry cunt. Come on, you big fucking bastard! Spunk up my cunt, you filthy fucking pervert! Give it to me now, for fuck's sake! I need your fucking spunk! Give my cunt what he wants! The princess screamed desperately. With that filthy talk, the woodcutter spunked the shitload of fucking spunk up the princess's well-fucked cunt. Spurt after creamy spurt of spunk spilled her filled her well-fucked cunt. Larry Longlog pulled out of that gaping cunt hole. The cunt slime and spunk leaked out into a mess. The woodcutter put his huge chopper away, and the princess and the birds and the bunnies hopped and skipped down the lane home to the quaint cottage. Spunk and cunt juice still running from the insides of her thighs as she goes indoors to the cute cottage in the evergreen forest. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up in this enchanted land. It's bedtime for this princess, and she jumps into bed and thinks fondly of the hard fucking the adventures she had that day. These thoughts had the usual effect of making her cunt ready and hungry again. The princess then pulled out a huge dildo from under her bed and put it in between her legs and slipped it up into her cunt for a good wink. But that is a story for another time. The end.